Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Football at 4. Here's The Drive with Tyler Columbus and D-Mac.
Well, it feels like it's Trey Lance Day. Why? Well, let's give you some proof. ESPN has a three-round dueling mock draft where they went back and forth with McShay and Kiper. And they started with Kiper. Now, we'll do it ourselves, Tyler, in terms of, and we'll go back and forth. You know, at one point you'll have the first pick, I'll have the second pick, and then vice versa. So each of us, pending if we, you know, are snarky enough and do any trades.
That gets dangerous. That gets complicated. I don't know if my brain can react in real time to all of that. Yeah. We'll have to see.
We'll have some fun with
it. We might have to predetermine the trades if we're having trades.
You know, doing mocks, you know, we've done this for years and years and years. It's been pretty fun. It's always fun to do when you are, you know, you're in the top 10 because you can get through it relatively easily.
Yeah.
When we've done this before, the Broncos are picking, you know,
22.
Yeah. It's get a little daunting.
Right.
So, but, you know, it goes relatively quick in this situation. Okay. So they're back and forth. Kiper takes, Trevor Lawrence for the Jags. McShay takes Zach Wilson. Kiper's taking Justin Fields. Okay. Interesting, right? And you're standing by your thought that they've always known who they were going to take.
Oh, yeah, I'm standing by that for sure. D-Mac, seriously, do you really believe that a team would give up three first-rounders for the value of the spot, not for a schematic fit? That is insane.
I absolutely could believe they think there's more than one guy that could do the trick for them, but they haven't quite made their mind up. But either way, they like one of the big three, and maybe multiple.
You might be right. I mean, at the end of the day, we'll probably never know who's right on this one, because no matter who they select, how are we going to know that that wasn't the guy from the get-go? The only way we'd ever know is if they came out and told us that, which they would never do, because whoever they select, they're going to say this was the guy. This was the guy that we've always coveted.
Well, they certainly haven't made it easy on us, because they've been to every single
right.
pro day they could get to.
Now, can I see a scenario in which you know who it's going to be, and you're going to do all of your homework and dot all of your I's, cross all your T's, or cross all of your I's and dot all your T's, as Stokely would say, and just go to all these pro days and verify that you what you feel like is the correct information still stands true? Okay, I can see that, sure.
All right, so if it's when is draft night and that happens, there's going to be a little piece of me that my heart's going to sink just a tad, but all right, fine.
Wait, when which piece happens? I'm sorry.
Fields goes at 3 if that happens.
Oh, okay.
With the Niners. Okay, 4.
So is it all over for you at that point?
No. Mm-mm. No way.
Oof.
Then we got Mac Jones and we got Trey Lance.
Thought you're out on Mac Jones. We don't like Mac Jones anymore. Yesterday we were out on Mac Jones. You can't be back in today. I'll let you be back in next week, but you can't be back in today when you were out yesterday.
It's clear that they're the two biggest stretches.
I'm telling you, I'll let you back in next week, but not today. 24 hours time is not enough to let you back
I'm
in.
I'm liking Trey Lance a lot more than Mac Jones. But let's get there. Let's see.
I should have let you just say that you were back in.
Let's see.
I should have talked you out of it.
Let's see where we go. The Falcons, McShay has Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
So they think he is incredible, and because they'll have offers.
Which is great news for the Broncos. If the Falcons stay put and they do not select a quarterback, that's the best thing that you could ever hope for if you want a quarterback for the Broncos.
The Bengals take Kiper, Penei Sewell. So your guy's gone.
Okay.
The Dolphins stay at 6. They take Ja'Marr Chase. All right. So he's the number one wide receiver off the board, not Devontae Smith. Then Kiper has the Patriots.
Uh-oh.
Moving up to 7.
Jumped us. Holla at your boy, Broncos.
To take Mac Jones.
Okay. Mac Jones makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. He does.
Okay.
Between the Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, best buddies relationship. We're both the worst, most evil empires in the world, and we trust each other type of thing. Makes sense. Mac Jones is definitely in the mold of a Tom Brady-esque type of quarterback, just in style of play. No, I did not compare the two. I think that makes sense for sure.
8, Panthers taking Rashawn Slater, who we both like. and the Panthers take him, and then 9. So at 9, and this is Mel Kiper's pick, in this scenario, Trey Lance and Micah Parsons are the two biggest names left on the board, aside from Devontae Smith, which we know they're not going to go wide receiver. But Micah Parsons and Trey Lance are on the board, and Mel Kiper has the Broncos taking Trey Lance.
Whew, that's a really hard one for me. Really, really hard. Because, man, do I see the upside with Trey Lance. I get it, man. This guy is boom. He's got the boom potential. He could, at the end of the day, be one of, if not the best quarterbacks in this year's draft class. I get it. But, man, does he need the right situation. And, man, is he going to need a little bit of development. Of all the quarterbacks, this guy needs the most time. A couple things comes to mind when I think of this. Number one, I don't think Broncos country has got the patience to develop Trey Lance. I mean, seriously, we've got a lot of people trying to run Drew Lock out of town right now after just after 2 years. Are we going to really have the patience for a 2 to 3 year developmental guy? Whoa. Do we have the system to develop him? No. Pat Shurmur doesn't have that system. So if you select Trey Lance, you better be all in on that, and you better have a plan to make that work. What would I do? If Trey Lance and Micah Parsons were on the board, that's so hard, dude. I would take Trey Lance, and I would probably immediately be planning for next year of who I'm going to replace Pat Shurmur for. Okay. So now you know what that would do for Pat Shurmur? Unfortunately for him, that means this is a lame duck year no matter what. Mm. Because you're not the guy for Trey Lance.
Right.
You're not the dude to develop him, nor do you have the right system for him. I'm already planning for a year in advance for who is the right coordinator for Trey Lance. It would turn Pat Shurmur into a lame duck.
Okay. What about Vic Fangio?
I don't think that would affect Vic Fangio. Because Vic Fangio, if he wins games, if he wins half of his games or more this year, he's mm-hmm. coming back.
Mm. Vic Fangio, I suppose, would always be able to say, well, you know, I wanted, you know, Micah Parsons more anyway, so.
Sure.
But if Peyton does that, he's just got a bigger idea of how he wants the team to look and what he wants them to be. And you're probably right about Shurmur. It's just probably a matter of time at that
point. He'd be a complete lame duck. He's not the guy to develop Trey Lance. That's not the system for him. And no, I don't think that Pat Shurmur's got the creativity to have a complete overhaul of what he does with his offensive identity. I just don't see that in him.
All right. So, well, let me ask you this on the other side. So let's go down this road that the Broncos just took Trey Lance. What are the other dominoes to fall if that does happen? We're focusing on Trey Lance today because Peter Schrager for Good Morning Football on NFL Network has the Broncos. I'll go through his really quick. Lawrence 1, Wilson 2, Niners, Mac Jones. Niners, Pitts, Bengals, Sewell, 6, Dolphins. Cardinals make a move up to get Jalen Waddle. Hello. Panthers, Justin Fields, Broncos, Trey Lance. So he's got a fun one, but he has Trey Lance going to the Broncos as well. So we got a couple of significant mocks out there where Trey Lance is the guy. What are the other dominoes to fall? We'll get there next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
So let's go with the premise that Trey Lance is the guy.
Okay.
And we have two mock drafts, one with Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and another from NFL Network that both suppose that happening. And by the way, we're all into Trey Lance mode here today. We'll talk to the play-by-play boys in about a half hour of the North Dakota State Bisons coming up. And I'm sure
was that supposed to be pluralized? Is that how you say that?
I hesitated. Is it the bison or bisons?
I think it's just the bison.
Bison.
It's just the bison.
It's just the bison.
Just the bison.
Sorry.
There's no Z either. It's an S.
Bison.
Bison.
The North Dakota State Bison.
Not bison.
Not bison, nor bisons.
Correct.
What?
Look at me.
What would a single...
English.
Wait, what would a single bison be then?
A bison. A buffalo.
Buffalo?
A buffalo and bison are different. Different continents.
Yeah, no, but what's... Right. So what's the plural of bison if bison is...
Bison.
It's the same thing?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same singular...
You can trust me on this. I'm good at English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the confusing
one... I'm pretty much an authority on English.
Uh-huh. The confusing one is the cardinal of Stanford, because they're... I know the plural
right.
for cardinal is cardinals. If you saw a bunch of birds and they were all cardinals, it would be cardinals, not cardinal.
Not when you go to Stanford.
No, apparently not.
Right.
Because, of course, with the nickname being the cardinal, their mascot's a tree.
Yes. Good. What a really creative mascot, by the way.
The tree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've been to Stanford. I get it. There's a lot of trees there. So, you know. Or,
sure.
As they say in North Dakota, tree.
Why didn't they make it a palm tree? Isn't it Palm Tree Drive out there in Stanford?
It's got some sort of name. I was driving down. It looked pretty cool.
Palm Tree Drive.
I was thinking about, like, this was not good enough for Tyler. What are the other dominoes that would necessarily...
I wouldn't know English the way that I do right now if I went to Stanford. I'm just going to tell you that much.
What kind of English would you know?
Well, I wouldn't be an authority like I am after attending the University of Colorado.
You think you would have suffered in terms of your English comprehension?
Clearly. Yes.
Had you gone to Stanford?
Duh.
Nice word.
Uh-huh. Is that a word?
If Trey Lance goes,
mm-hmm.
Do the Broncos get a veteran quarterback?
No, I don't think so. If you draft a quarterback, I believe that you're done. I believe it's just over. You've got your quarterback room. You've got your new quarterback. You've got Drew Locke. You've got your backup, whether that's going to be Brett Rippon, whether that's going to be Jeff Driskel, your third teamer. You've got Brett Rippon or Jeff Driskel, whoever's the best man wins the job, whatever. You're probably done at that point because there's nobody out there in free agency to go sign. The Alex Smiths are over. Alex Smith is retired and, Ryan Fitzpatrick has replaced them out in Washington. There's nobody left over. You would have to go out and make a trade at this point to get anybody of real value. You would have to go get Gardner Minshew, Teddy Bridgewater, or Nick Foles. And if you draft somebody, that conversation's probably over. I think the only way that you go out and get a veteran at this point is if you do not select a quarterback. And if Drew Locke is going in, he's the incumbent starter, and you still need to bring in some sort of competition.
Okay. So how does the beginning of the season roll out?
If it's Trey Lance?
If it's Trey Lance.
Yikes. Wow. Probably going to be Drew Locke, but I guess that's a total judgment call. I mean, and the only reason I say that is because Trey Lance is a developmental guy and he needs some time. I do believe that if you draft anybody in the top 10, they're your guy moving forward. Because Drew Locke is not the type of quarterback that you would want him to sit behind and learn for a year or two. So if it was Mac Jones, Justin Fields, anybody in that category, I think they're your new day one starter. But Trey Lance might be the lone exception to that rule because he needs some time to develop. So I would imagine Vic Fangio, Pat Shurmur, and crew are going to feel the pressure this year to win right away because they recognize they're on a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to go with the quarterback that gives them the best chance.
All right, if it's Mac Jones or just playing this game or Justin Fields, do the Broncos get a veteran quarterback and more or less move along from Drew Locke?
No.
So Drew, you think, is here no matter what?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of whether you draft, if you draft somebody, he's probably your backup. If outside of Trey Lance, if you draft anybody besides Trey Lance, he's probably your backup. If you do not draft anybody, you're going to go out and you're going to get some sort of competition for Drew Locke, a Gardner Minshew or a Nick Foles, and Drew Locke is still here.
Gotcha.
So Drew Locke's not going anywhere this year.
So the only way we have a vet, in your opinion, a vet quarterback here is if they take Micah Parsons or Slater or Sewell or somebody like that. That's it. And then they'll do a deal to Foles, Minshew, Bridgewater.
Yeah, that's about right.
We're down to three, right? There's
nobody on the street. Yeah, there's nobody you're going to go get.
Correct.
So, yes, it's down to trading for a veteran.
And specifically Foles, Minshew, Bridgewater.
Perhaps Jimmy G.
Really? So you're not buying the Niners with the we're keeping Jimmy G?
Oh, no, not at all.
You're not buying that?
No, absolutely not. They don't want to carry a $25 million backup quarterback on their team.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
I think it probably depends in large suit on who the guy is, though. If they were to select Trey Lance at number three, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is sticking around because Trey Lance needs some time to develop.
On the and hey, it is a Hot Take Tuesday, so we welcome your hot takes brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Tyler, why send Shurmur to Lance's pro day?
George Payton doesn't want to go again. George Payton's got better things to do. Who else are you going to send? You've got your, you did send your quarterback's coach to Justin Fields' pro day. Did we send our quarterback's coach to Trey Lance's? Was it just Pat Shurmur?
Shurmur went to Trey Lance's second recently.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious if we sent our quarterback's coach as well.
Our quarterback's coach, I do not know. I'm not sure.
Either do I. I don't know that it means much. I mean, at this point, George Payton has seen what he needs to see. He's been to the pro days he wanted to go to. This would be the second go-around. Might as well let somebody else lay eyes on him, get a second opinion on him, and see what kind of report they come back with.
I'll give you another theory, though.
Sure.
Payton may have sent Shurmur to just say, get your head around it. This could happen. It could be that, too.
Okay, but
it could,
I mean,
it could be Peyton's
Pat Shurmur
really...
also went to Justin Fields' pro day, so was that making a statement to him at that point?
Could be the same thing. Hey, these guys could be our guys.
All right, fair enough.
You know, so I'm not really looking for your review as much as I'm looking, you know, I'm telling you, get your head around it.
I could buy it. I could see that.
That actually makes a little bit more sense.
You know, maybe they're really not looking for his input. Maybe they're just saying, right. Hey, go get an early look at these guys in case you're going to be designing an offense for him.
Right, go figure it out.
I could see that.
Maybe come back with a report of how you'd make it work.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sitting here telling you that you shouldn't be drafting a quarterback for Pat Shurmur's system anyways.
Right.
So why would you overvalue his opinion and in regards to these quarterbacks anyways?
So maybe it's not about his opinion at all.
Maybe.
Hot Take Tuesday underway, 303-713-1043. North Dakota State has the correct name for the North American bison. There is no buffalo in North America, so CU has been wrong the whole time.
Yeah, I learned that recently. Different continents. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, you know, we can do whatever we want when we're in Colorado. What can I say?
This is the Drive of the Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and T-Mac.
Cody Jokic has 51 double-doubles. That leads the NBA by a mile. Jokic, pump fake, whirling dervish, basket counts, foul. Jokic underneath the basket and creates a little space and puts it up and in. Jokic, 4-3. Watch, good screen, set him up. Tillman goes all the way down.
Hot Take Tuesday is brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Order your pizza for pickup today. The national media, hot take, will find a way not to give the MVP to Jokic. He is clearly the choice, and they can't stop talking about Curry today. Denver gets overlooked. I noticed that today, too. It was big-time Steph Curry day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's earned the right to have that conversation, but guess what? Nikola Jokic just went for 49 and what did he have? 15 rebounds, 17 rebounds, something like that. Mm-hmm. Just an absolute ridiculous game. He just continues to do it night in, night out. Steph just happens to have the notoriety that goes with it for the long term. He's got the longevity. I need some help from the world though. Oh. I know we were about to talk about Jokic and stuff. I mean, I got a few things I want to get off my chest. Fred, let's start with the,
Hold on a second. We can make it official if you want.
Sure.
Columbus. Speed.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, let's start with this bison buffalo conversation, all right? So look, I get it. If you Google bison versus buffalo, what is the difference? You will come to find out that bison are technically from North America. Buffalo are originally from Asia or Africa, all right? I get it. So everybody's sitting here acting like, Colorado, man, boy, did you guys mess up calling the Buffaloes. Do you know how strong Ralphie is? I mean, seriously, have you ever tried to run with Ralphie? Have you?
No.
Do you not think for one second she couldn't have swam from South Africa to Colorado? Huh?
You think that's what Ralphie did?
Maybe. I mean, can you prove that she didn't do that? Huh?
I cannot prove that she didn't do that, but can...
Huh?
Buffalo swim?
Well, Ralphie could.
Probably could.
Yeah. I mean, she's very buoyant, too.
Well, it'd have to be one of the
There's
first.
There's a lot of fat content in there as well. I mean, buffaloes are not skinny.
Let me ask you a dumb question.
Uh-huh.
Is every Ralphie that occurs come from the previous Ralphie?
No.
Or from that lineage?
No. Uh-uh. No.
They're just named... They're not. They're not like the Queen or King of England, that sort of thing.
Do you know the first Ralphie's name? If you don't know this, just mute him for the rest of the show.
Ralphie? Is the first Ralphie Ralphie?
No.
Ralphie 1?
No.
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Technically, you're right because I said the first Ralphie. But let's say the first buffalo that ran for the University of Colorado.
Oh, okay. I don't know the name of the first buffalo that ran. It wasn't named Ralphie.
It was Ralph, and it was a male buffalo, and they quickly realized that thing was untamable. so they switched to a female buffalo, and it became Ralphie.
All right. Are you sure Ralphie, in any incarnation, is a buffalo, not a bison?
I can't prove that, no, but you can't prove that she's not.
I bet somebody knows up at CU. I bet the text line knows.
And it might be just one of those things that, you know, when we Americanize things, like, my last name was not originally Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it became Columbus because my great-grandfather immigrated at Ellis Island, and then it became Columbus. You know, when Ralphie swam across the ocean to come to Colorado, she also had to travel across, you know, all of the United States as well.
You're completely convinced, 100%,
Ralphie is
a buffalo, not a bison.
No, we wouldn't mess that up. Yeah.
It's science.
Yeah, definitely would not mess that up.
We putting a coffee on this one right here?
Yes.
We're putting a coffee on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need a win.
Richie, what do you think? think I got this one?
I think the frog in Tyler's throat there when he said yes might give you a hint.
That there's a very good chance Ralphie is actually a bison, not a buffalo.
Yes.
It feels that might be a possibility, yes. But you also can't prove that she didn't swim here.
I'm not making a bet on that because that probably is true.
Right.
Because I've seen the floaties.
I also need some life help, some marriage counseling.
Oh,
something just happened that I definitely should not bring up on air, but I 100% am going to, and I'll definitely be sleeping on the couch tonight.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, because I want to treat, you know, like everybody out there, like you're my buddies because you are. We're in the circle of trust here.
I have no doubt about it.
What do you do when you receive a text message in the middle of the show from your wife, and all it says is snip, snip, consultation scheduled for this Friday at 9 a.m.
I would embrace it. I would be happy.
Huh? She went out and scheduled a vasectomy consultation?
Without you.
I didn't schedule it.
Do you want to have a vasectomy?
What do I do? What do I do about such a text message?
Well,
how do I respond to such a thing?
Did you not know she was making arrangements?
Well, there had been conversations about whether I would consider this or not, you know, and I might have indicated that, yes, I am open towards this.
Okay.
But I mean, to take the initiative and go ahead and just make the consultation and send me a text message that I have to be there at 9 a.m. on Friday. I don't like the way that sits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If it was in your hands.
Uh-huh.
When do you think you would have scheduled the consultation?
I mean, I would have done some research. I would have like picked the best doc. These sort of things take time. You can't just pick that overnight. That's not something that just happens in 24 or 48 hours.
You can't just go to Yelp, snip, snip.
And no, like you gotta
five choices.
You gotta figure this out. Like best of the best, right?
Wait, is this something you want to do or don't want to do?
I mean, I might have agreed to it in principle, but now I don't like the way that it went down. And so I'm not sure what to do about that.
What are you most upset about the way it went down?
That I was informed via text message that I'm supposed to be at an appointment on Friday.
Not that it's happening in general, but that the logistics of it didn't go your way. You sure you're upset about the right thing? Are you positive?
Well, something like this just makes me question everything. It just makes me question it all.
Now I'm not going to have it done.
Yeah, see, now, nope, everything we talked about,
it doesn't
make sense anymore. I'm not giving, no. You can't schedule that for me.
Right.
Now it's a bad idea. That ruined everything.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Do you think this is going to go over well that I'm talking about this right now? What do you think?
Yeah, I think this will be fun.
Everything's
after.
Cool when I go home.
I think it's hysterical. At your house?
Yeah, yeah. I did text her back.
I don't know.
I warned her that I'm going to inform the world of what she just did.
Uh-huh.
And I told her just go ahead and put my pillow on the couch. So I'm prepared to sleep on the couch tonight. I don't think I like the way that went down.
You know, in general, most human beings, if they want to get something done and somebody just helps them out and does it for them, most human beings are happy about it.
But what if it was just one of those things that you're like, that's a good idea, honey?
Like, for example.
I agree. We should do that.
For example, like when you and your wife would sit around and say, we got to get the oil changed in the car. And you get a text message, hey, I did it. I got the job done. I got the oil changed. Mm. Most people would be like, oh.
Right.
Awesome. That's something I don't have to bother with. But
I mean, you know that you need to get that oil changed in order for your engine to keep running, right?
That's
I'm not
right.
sure that I need the vasectomy to keep my engine running.
Well, maybe it's not just your engine that's in this conversation. All right. Well, there you go. Hot Take Tuesday is underway. It's Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Ayo.
The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Go Buff!
Yeah, we got a couple things working here.
Right.
Well, first I should check in. Is everything all right? Any other texts? From your wife?
Yeah, I got one. And it starts with an A, and it has a couple letters after that that are the same. And then there's a hole.
Wow, man, I don't even know what the word could be. It's so vague. I'm doing a little research.
I really took one for the team on this one, guys. I just want you to know that I've sacrificed some things at home to put on an entertaining show today, all right?
We're proud of you.
Yes.
Look at the hustle by Palumbis.
Thank you.
It's not no offense. It's Hot Take Tuesday, but it's all right. Does this mean by D-Max logic, Tyler can schedule D-Max tattoo and can't get mad? I guess theoretically that would be true, I guess.
Yes. Fine by me!
Theoretically.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea. I should probably do that.
Roberto from Denver had that same suggestion. Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk to the play-by-play guy.
Everybody wants to know if she schedules all of my appointments. No. This is highly unusual. I usually have to, like, handle things myself.
I'd say getting that, vasectomy is like, having the kid. Either you want it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's not a halfway sort of deal. So it's probably not the greatest sign in the world that, she feels she needs to move things along.
No, I'm in. I agreed to it. It's just, things change when you're the one that takes the initiative. Things just change a little bit.
When was the last time you guys talked about this?
Recently.
Like last night?
No. Definitely not last night.
2 nights ago?
Probably, no. Okay, I would say within a couple weeks. So, I thought enough time had evaporated that it was just like a conversation, just like a check, like, hello, how you doing? How you feeling about the future?
How many times do you have to be reminded about things that you've already talked to and agreed about?
Usually many.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Were you hoping it was just forgotten about?
No, that's not the point here, D-Mac. You're missing the point.
Okay.
Whose side are you on anyways?
I'm definitely on your side.
Thank you.
1,000%. I've been through the process, and I know you should have no reservations about it. If you do, you shouldn't do it.
Sorry you're on the couch, but this is great radio.
I don't even know what some of this advice is. Get a balloon, not clippers. Tell her to get... Oh, my God, I can't talk about that.
Lord, that is some very specific advice right there.
Wow.
I will leave that alone.
Got aggressive.
We got a bleeder!
That's a real hoof to the testes. I guess so.
Yes, it
there
is.
You go. You got yes, that one right. All right. Well, we're figuring out all the important stuff. And we're going to get the play-by-play guy of the Bison of North Dakota State, Jeff Culhane, on in a second. I am looking up the stuff about Ralphie, too. And, you know, it does say in 1966, a six-month-old buffalo calf from Sedgwick, Colorado, was bought for $150 and donated to the university.
See, that was after Ralph swam across the ocean to come to Colorado.
But you said that the Ralphies don't come from the same lineage necessarily.
They do not, no, but Ralph created a very large, you know, there's Adam and Eve, and then there's the rest of us.
Okay. All right.
So that's kind of the way that goes.
Duh. So you're saying every buffalo is from the same mom and dad? That's what you're saying?
Well, I mean,
by that logic.
According to my faith, that's kind of similar.
Okay. All right, well, let's bring in Jeff Culhane on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.
I hope Jeff wasn't listening.
Jeff, it's wonderful to have you on, and we definitely want to talk about Trey Lance, but we did have a conversation about it's the Bison, not the Bisons. So we got that straight. But
well, you guys are close. First off, great to be on with you guys.
We're close.
We need
not
more of the Z than the
whoa,
F.
Whoa, whoa, no
that'd
way.
That'd be great.
Stop
that's,
it.
Wait, that's the way I said it.
No, that's what I was just giving him grief for because he was saying a Z. Yeah. There's no Z in there.
Oh, you want more Z?
It's got to be Z, boys.
Oh,
it can't be the S.
All right.
It's got to be with the Z.
Oh.
Let me say it for you quick.
All right.
The Bison.
All right. Well, that's how I said it, and I got corrected.
See, that's how
I
you,
love it.
Yeah. That's how you figured out how to make it plural without making it plural. I see what you did there.
All right. Well, explain that. Why do people from North Dakota or represent North Dakota State prefer it saying Z? Why?
I'll be honest, I don't know the answer to that question,
right.
But if you get caught saying it without the Z, you're going to get corrected.
Hey, no problem, because I they all corrected me. So up yours, everybody. I got it right in the first place. Now, Tyler went to see you.
I did, yes.
See you Buffaloes. Yep. And now we've had this raging debate, and the mascot, Ralphie, is a buffalo, we think. But now we know that bison are from North America and buffalo are really from Africa or Asia.
Don't mess with me here, man. Don't mess with me.
So the question is Ralphie the buffalo really a bison?
Oh, man, I don't want to get on Tyler's bad side the first time I talk to him here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna roll with Tyler and just say Ralphie is a buffalo and he reps that. And we've got Thundar, who is the Bison mascot.
Nice.
We'll go that route.
No, but see, this is a topic I can tell. Right off the bat, I can tell that folks in North Dakota look at everybody else who have buffaloes as mascots, and they're like, they're not buffaloes, they're bison.
I bet their bison doesn't lead them out onto the field. Do you have a bison that leads you out onto the field? Sorry, is this going the direction you thought it would?
This is not, no, but I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it, actually.
Wait, hold on.
Why don't you have a bison lead you out on the field?
Bison named Corso after Lee Corso when they came to Fargo back to back years for college game day. So, but Corso is in a zoo south of Fargo, and but no, it's not like Ralphie fame where he's trucking people when he gets on the field and taking care of business.
Hey, dude, by the way, who the hell goes to a zoo south of Fargo? I mean, in all honesty, let's just keep it real. I'm not even trying to rag on Fargo, but who's going to that zoo? But anyways, whatever.
So should we draft Trey Lance?
Yeah, that's where we were going.
Yes,
you should. You should draft Trey Lance.
Now, of course, we knew you were going to say good things about Trey Lance. Of course. Of course we knew that. But what we're looking for is some perspective on this young man that we wouldn't get in normal places. So what can you tell us about him that we haven't heard?
Well, I think this thing from my perspective, guys, is, you know, we've been lucky here to have a good quarterback room over the last 6-7 years,
right.
You know, from Carson Wentz to Easton Stick and down to Trey Lance now. We've had our last three starting quarterbacks drafted, and Trey obviously will get drafted early Thursday night next week in the NFL draft. And, you know, that's something not a lot of the, you know, the bigger schools, the Power Five schools, can say about how they've been able to find these guys, develop them, and how they've you know, created winners. And the type of offense we run here at NDSU, I think, catches the eye of a lot of the coaches and GMs around the National Football League. But I think what I can tell you about Trey, and I think what everybody is starting to learn about Trey, is he's got a great head on his shoulders. He loves football. He wants to win. He knows how to win. And he's a smart young man, and he is not going to embarrass the organization that selects him. He's a young man. He's 20 years of age. He, yes, does not have a ton of experience as far as playing a lot of games at the collegiate level. But when he did play, he dominated. And he was the best player in our division, and it wasn't even close. And he has the physical attributes. You're seeing the highlights and you're seeing the pro day stuff. All of the things physically he needs to succeed in the NFL, a quarterback, he's got. What everybody's starting to learn now is they get some time around him and put him on the grease board and listen to him. He's smart, he's humble, and he's willing to work and do whatever it takes to prepare to win and win championships.
Jeff, in my personal opinion, I look at Trey Lance like he's the biggest boom or bust prospect in the draft. He might, in the long run, he might be the Lamar Jackson, the guy who gets drafted a little bit later but ends up being one of the best in his class. Or who knows, if you don't get the right system for him, I don't know. So I guess I'm curious your thoughts here. You know, a lot of people look at him like he's a little bit of a developmental guy of the top five quarterbacks. And so with the Broncos, we've had a situation where we're on a string now of a lot of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Broncos country's got the time or the patience to develop another QB. In your opinion, is Trey Lance capable of being a plug-and-play quarterback?
Well, you know what? I think in a perfect world, Tyler, he would need at least a year. I think he needs a year to learn what it takes to win in the NFL, to understand the business of the NFL. Obviously, there's a jump there, right, from the FCS to the National Football League. Hell, there's a jump from Power Five football to the National Football League. So from that standpoint, today I can't sit here and tell you that he is a guy that's going to go in day one and light the world on fire in the NFL. Now, saying that, when he started in the fall of 2019, we knew we had a special player on our hands. He shattered every expectation that anybody had of him that year, with 28 passing touchdowns to zero interceptions, running the football for 14 touchdowns, winning the Walter Payton Award as the top offensive player in all of FCS college football. He was phenomenal. And then, you know, the big part, winning, right? Leading a team to a 16-0 record, the first Division I college football team since Yale in 1894 to go 16-0 in a college football season was NDSU in 2019. So I think that the obvious answer is, you know, he probably needs a year. But with that being said, he is ready to prove everybody wrong and ready to go out and when given the opportunity and given the ball, do what he has to do to make things happen.
What criticism do you hear about him that you think is the most BS thing about him?
That he's a run first guy and he can't go through progression. That it's one read and run and take off, like every running quarterback has been labeled, I guess, in recent memory. It's not the case. His offense is West Coast like. It's pro style. What the quarterbacks here are asked to do are very similar, I would say, to what quarterbacks are asked to do pre-snap in the National Football League. He's going to have a couple of plays, two or three plays, gets to the line, reads what he's got across from him. He'll change the play. I mean, quarterbacks here are asked to do a lot, even at the FCS level. And so, you know, the mental side of the game is one that I think a lot of people are, that, you know, you watch him as a fan and you're like, yeah, you know, he looks pretty good, right? He throws the ball. He's got a cannon. He's physical. He can run. He's smart with the football. Nobody really knows by watching the pro days and watching the highlights what he does with the mental side of the game. And for the quarterback spot, to me, that's almost, if not half the battle, it's the majority of the battle with these young guys and how they're evaluated by, you know, George Payton and coaches and GMs around the league as well. So he's very smart. He's got a great head on his shoulders, a grounded young man, faith-based young man as well. And then in the passing game, it's always, well, you know, if you got a guy that's athletic and fast and has great rushing numbers, it's always, well, it's one read and then he takes off. He goes through his progressions, guys, 2-3 reads. He can extend the play. He's not taken off unless he has to. There are some quarterback design runs that we had because of his ability to run the football. But he's a guy that knows how to read defenses, gets the offense in the right play, and makes the throws when he has to, tucks it down and makes plays with his legs when he has to. It feels like that's kind of where the league is going to some respects with the quarterback position right now.
So do you think I'm overcomplicating things when I say that he needs the right system to succeed in the NFL?
No, I don't think so. I mean, give me an example of what you're saying, I guess, with that.
Well, I guess I don't look at Trey Lance like he's Lamar Jackson, but I view him as something between Dak Prescott and Josh Allen, where you need to design an offense that is going to utilize his feet for sure. You don't want to sit him in a, like Pat Shurmur's offense, for example. He's a five wide guy. He wants to be in shotgun and he wants to be launching it and slinging it all over the place as much as he possibly can without a ton of play action involved. Now, he'd probably disagree with me when I say that, but that's my opinion. But I don't think that would necessarily be the right fit for Trey Lance.
No, that makes sense. I think you're onto something there. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm an expert on what Pat Shurmur wants to do, you know, and what he has done with his systems offensively. But I think there has to be an element of a play action. Certainly, I think the West Coast offense and play action stuff, some quick throws, probably early in his career is something you're going to look for with him, but. You know, this kid can sling it around, too. I mean, he has got arm strength that is as good as anyone's in this draft. He has got accuracy, being able to, you know, layer the football, as the experts call it, over defenders and through defenders at different levels. And so, yeah, I think what you're talking about with certain systems for him would be better than others. And So I guess the answer would be yes on that account. That being said, I think, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks, right, that need to have the right system and need to have the right setup, whether with the play calling and all of that to put them in the right position to succeed. So it'll be interesting to see from that perspective how the fit would come together with what Denver wants to do offensively and taking advantage of the skill set of a guy like Trey Lance.
Jeff Culhane is the play-by-play voice for the North Dakota State Bison. Real quick, maybe a couple words about Dylan Radins. What we should know, because I think he's a possibility too for the Broncos. By the way,
you know, he's a
big right tackle.
He's an athletic individual. I have been told that he has the capability of playing both inside and outside, mm-hmm. Playing guard and tackle. At the next level. He did spend some time in college repping at center as well. I don't know if that's where, you know, he'd be best utilized in the National Football League, but he's a versatile, athletic young man who, you know, right when he stepped on campus here, guys, as a, you know, true freshman and then as a redshirt freshman, he was a full-time starter. Mm. Had a knee injury in the first game of his redshirt freshman season, first game of his career, which was a bummer. But he's bounced back from that and has been one of the best offensive linemen, if not the best offensive lineman we've had here. And we've had some good ones. You know, Billy Turner's with Green Bay. He was in Denver for a little bit, and he's kind of revitalized his career with the Packers over the last couple of seasons. Joe Haig, I know, has kind of got cracked less than 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever it was. But he was a tremendous player for us at North Dakota State, and Dylan's right up there. So a very talented young man, had a great week at the Senior Bowl. I know Jim Nagy had a lot of great things to say about him when he was down in Mobile, and a guy that can play both inside and outside at the next level.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, we got to let you run here, but before I do that, I just want to let you know, hey, will you call me and let me know when you decide to let Corso out of the cage and lead you guys out onto a field, and maybe then I'll come up and watch a game, all right?
Wow.
We would love to have you both. It is a heck of an atmosphere when we do get back to normal.
It looks incredible. Joking aside, it looks incredible.
Yeah, I was up there in February, believe it or not, for that big squirt hockey tournament that you guys have, which is, I mean, that's a hockey. Well, it's a youth kid hockey tournament that has 128 teams. I mean, it is ridiculous. And it's February.
They love their hockey up here.
And it's the strangest laws they have up there. There are hotels, like a Holiday Inn, that has casino gambling in the lobby.
Blackjack table was open for business that night, I bet, right?
Yeah, just like at a Holiday Inn, just not a casino, just like, no, and it's like real. Anyway, it's going too deep. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Jeff Culhane on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.
Well, real quick, you're listening to KKFN and KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver.
Very nice.
Close enough. Do we have an answer? Is Ralphie a bison or a buffalo?
No.
We don't know?
No. This is an American thing. When you come to America, we can name you whatever you want. That's the way that it worked. They just renamed the bison buffalo.
Are you sure about that?
Yep. America. Okay. By the way, do you know this band?
This? Yeah, this is the project.
Well, if I'm big, you're rich.
Big and rich?
There you go.
Are they any good anymore?
I'm the big guy, you're the rich guy.
Is Rich Short and Big and Rich? Is Big, I don't know anything about country music. Is Big really big? And is Rich Short, or is this one of these things where Big is really skinny and Rich is actually broke, but they call him Rich? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're, neither one of them is really big.
But they just call him
Are
Big?
They? I don't think so. Got great handlebars, though. Awesome handlebars.
See, to me, like, weren't these guys, like, popular, like, 30 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
At least 20.
You're right. Like, are they still around?
Well, I think they're alive.
Okay.
That's my knowledge.
Oh, they had a farewell tour and retired. What did you think of those answers about Trey Lance?
Confirmed pretty much everything that we've thought is real. He needs a year or two. He's going to need a little bit of time.
Yeah,
he's going to need the right system.
That wasn't his coach. That was the play-by-play guy. And somebody was like, even his coach says he needs a year. He's 20. Of course he needs a year. He's 20 years old. The reason why we're pumping up Trey Lance so much today, Mel Kiper and Todd McShay did a mock. They have the Broncos taking Trey Lance at 9. NFL Network did a mock. Peter Schrager, he's got the Broncos taking Trey Lance at 9. Vegas has odds of Justin Fields being the third quarterback taken. So there's just this kind of narrative, which does make sense when push comes to shove, that the guy that went to North Dakota State is falling a little bit. Like, he seemed to get a lot of hype early on, and now the bloom's off the rose a tad.
A little bit, but I still look at it like, I think this guy at the end of the day could have as much potential as anybody in the draft. And so when I saw San Francisco make the move, when you give up 3 first-rounders, to me, you're making that move for a guy with major potential, which is why I connected the dots to Trey Lance, because of the potential that is set there and the fact that I think that Kyle Shanahan could design the system and get the best out of him.
Well, hot take Tuesday, Bobby and Greeley, after listening to that interview, there's no way Lance isn't a Niner.
Okay.
All right.
I would also say, after listening to that interview, it confirms my opinion that he does not make sense for the Broncos. He needs a year or two to develop. He is not going to be a Pat Shurmur guy. He's going to need a little bit of the right system. Okay, he's not a one-read guy, nor is he a run-first guy. but he for sure is not going to be a just spread him out and pass it 50, 60 times a game guy.
If you're following the narrative, and if you do believe the Niners that they're going to keep Jimmy G, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I for sure. That keeping Jimmy G in that situation makes all the sense in the world. Any other situation, I don't buy it. Because if you go out and you draft Mac Jones, the reason why you draft Mac Jones if you're the 49ers is because he's the most game ready. You can plug and play and he's ready to go, man. And if you are drafting Mac Jones and you're giving up three first rounders for the fact that he is game ready, well, then you're going to want him to play right away. And you're not going to want Jimmy G. You're going to want to get rid of that $25 million salary. But if you go out and select Trey Lance, sure. Yeah, give him some time to develop. You've got a very capable starter that's already in the building. No rush.
Bison is the Native American word. Buffalo is the word early settlers used.
See?
Well, that actually kind of makes sense because the early settlers weren't that bright. And they might have just been like, ah, that, right there, that's Buffalo.
Mm.
And what do they know? It was the first one they saw.
Right.
So two things could be true at the same time.
No, I think there's some technicalities here. I think you're overthinking this.
I'm telling you, if I'm from North Dakota State, though, I'm taking a lot of pride that we have the bison is a bison, and you guys don't know what you're talking
about. See, I got to get a professor on from CU, somebody that understands at what point bison became buffalo. But
at what point they became buffalo?
Yeah, but at some point the DNA got crossed over, the genetics got confusing, and there was no difference. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
It's a simple question. Is Ralphie a buffalo or really a bison?
Like I said, the DNA got crossed over.
Richie, how are we doing on that project? Probably not.
Yeah.
Not good. It's comforting?
That's
okay.
Good. That's
all
more
right.
Than I would have thought.
Impressive. We should not rely on the play-by-play guy's scouting report. I don't know.
That seemed pretty fair to me.
Me too.
He didn't hide from any of his flaws.
And by the way, you can rip North Dakota State all you want, I guess. But he's right. They have produced a ton of great NFL-caliber guys.
Oh, and you know what else he's right about? It is an incredible environment. I mean, for a non-D1 school, that place is rocking.
Right.
It's small, it's intimate, but it's full. I mean, it's max capacity, and they rock out, man.
There's no doubt. There's plenty of D1 schools North Dakota State would eviscerate. Plenty.
That's pretty strong.
Plenty.
Plenty?
Some.
I mean, here we go with that. Get Alabama beating NFL team.
It'd be an interesting matchup in the Pac-12. North Dakota State. Notice, I could look it up, but I bet you dollars to donuts without looking at their
Let's
schedule.
Let's go with Mountain West.
I bet you there's not one Power 5 conference that schedules games against North Dakota State. That is a guess on my part. I have not seen their schedule for the past 5 years.
Well, now I'm looking it up.
Okay. Power 5 conference that scheduled a game against North Dakota State. I bet it's few and far between.
Power 5. Not seeing any.
Who are their non-conference games? I mean, who would want to play these guys?
They've got Eastern Washington. Is that, are they?
Not a Power 5.
What are they?
I have no idea what conference they are.
Are they D1?
I'm sure they're D1, but they may be FCS, but I don't know.
No, I don't see any.
Right. Of course not. Because, Power 5 schools look for, it's a good game for them. It's like a JV game for them.
Right. When you schedule a non-conference game like that, you're looking for the cupcake.
Absolutely.
They're definitely not a cupcake.
And by the way, the cupcakes are looking for the payday, so they don't mind
it
either.
We did that one time at CU, and
it didn't work out.
And I lost to Montana State.
Right.
We scheduled the cupcake, and cupcake took care of me.
That was terrible.
Right.
That was terrible.
If they were the cupcakes, what were we?
That was so strange.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hard to fathom that it actually happened.
If I could really take you behind the scenes of what was going on that year.
What year was that for you?
That was my junior year.
Oh, my God. I cannot even imagine.
And if I could take you behind the scenes of what was really going on, how dysfunctional it was, and how obsessed we were on becoming Boise State to the degree that our strength coach, true story, our strength coach at the University of Colorado, in his office had a wall-to-wall photo of the Boise State Stadium.
That's ridiculous.
At CU.
That big, ugly blue turf.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And our weight room was Boise State Stadium.
Okay.
That, I mean, it was ridiculous. It was a joke.
Sorry.
There were a million reasons. Oh, and the fact that we changed our offensive identity three times that offseason, yeah, that didn't help.
Eastern Washington's in the Big Sky with Northern Colorado. Okay. Eastern Washington is FCS. Yeah, that's how good their program is. There's no way a Power 5 conference would schedule North Dakota State. So I'm not saying they would, you know, beat everybody, that sort of thing.
No, they're a very, very
good
program.
They beat some, though.
It's actually amazing, the quarterbacks that have come out of there.
Yeah.
Goodness, what I would give for one of those quarterbacks to go to CU.
Oh, it'd be amazing. So let's write that off, because of all the FCS schools, clearly North Dakota State has produced something unique.
And Trey Lance has got a little bit of Mac Jones in him that I respect. Like, you know, Mac Jones, the thing that I respect the most about him is the fact that he never ran from competition. That he had to overcome Tua, he had to overcome Jalen Hurts, he had to overcome a lot of things to wait till his final year to become the starting quarterback of Alabama, never transferred, never ran from competition. Well, not the exact same here with Trey Lance, but Trey Lance had Division I offers. He could have gone to Minnesota to play some other position. He had multiple D1 offers, but he turned them down because he believed in himself that he could be a quarterback, and he went to North Dakota State, and he proved everybody wrong.
They've beaten Minnesota twice and Kansas State and more.
There you go. CU would never lose to him, but Kansas State, I could see that.
NDSU beat Iowa State.
Whoa. What's going on? What's happening?
We got breaking news?
Oh.
I do.
He's figured out the bison.
Is this the coffee bet?
I have solved the dilemma.
Okay.
Ralphie.
You got to tell who you talked to.
I took information from the school's website.
Okay.
You don't trust that? Don't trust the school's official website?
No, I trust it.
It's dicey. But
go ahead. Definitely trust it.
Ralphie is a bison.
I don't trust it.
Explain.
Buffalo is just this is directly from the website, which is endorsed by CU and the Pac-12.
Whose website? What is the website?
CUBuffs.com.
Keep reading.
Buffalo is just a common term to use to describe bison. Bison is the real name for the animal, but both are accepted and understood colloquially.
Oh, both accepted and understood as one and the same.
They're accepted, but technically...
Correct. No.
Bison is actually the animal.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
No, I think... is a common term.
Yeah, I think said is like the DNA got crossed over and there was no separation. You couldn't identify the two.
I mean, if you want a weasel...
So if you put a bison versus a buffalo in the same room, you wouldn't know which one is which.
If you want a weasel out of it, you can. I'm not going to fight you on it, but you clearly lost this bet.
I cross-referenced this with... There's an NPR article that was written after the previous Ralphie's most recent retirement that references it as actually a bison and not
See,
a
right. This is, right. this is confusing. This is like when I did the 23andMe deal. Like, my whole life I thought I was Italiano.
And?
I like, big time. Italiano.
Polambizio.
We got a Polambizio clan still living in Prato La Polinia. That's right there in the middle of Italy.
I got you.
Right smack in the middle.
What are you really?
There's family.
Who are you?
I'm a mutt. Okay. Complete mutt.
Like most people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, my heritage, my DNA, when I looked in the mirror, I didn't know the man in the mirror after I found out my DNA.
Right.
And now what I'm hearing, like, is a buffalo a bison? I don't even know what I am.
Either way, whoever you are owes me you owe me a coffee.
I think so.
Right. However you want to, whoever wants to bring me the coffee, whoever you are.
Isn't it funny how DMAC was like trying to say my sources were dicey, and then as soon as he won, he's like, oh yeah, you owe me a coffee. Thanks
you know
for that.
What? That's so, a great point. Home. You know what? Great point. I do not accept defeat. He already admitted that was a dicey source. My school is dicey.
If you want a second source, then I'm more than fine. If you don't want to go with the CU website.
And NPR.
And NPR, those nerds. If you don't want to go with them, that's fine by me. If you want to get it from somebody else, I'm feeling pretty confident right about now. Before this show started, I had no idea what the difference between a buffalo and a bison was.
I mean, Look, it's been a hard day. I found out via text message I was getting neutered. I then found out.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Well, wait. Are you getting neutered, or is it just an appointment to look into getting neutered?
Well, I think I, like, agreed to it, and then she is using my words against me and stuff, and I don't know. It's like a weird marriage deal where she can use my words against me, and now I'm doing it. So, yeah, I found out via text message that I've got an appointment on Friday that I'm getting neutered, and now I found out that a buffalo is a bison. This has not been a great day.
What kind of day do you think it is for Ralphie? Talk about the identity crisis that guy, girl's having.
Easy.
Right, I know. Ralphie 7? 8?
A lot.
Ralphie what? What are we up to? You don't know?
I do.
No, you don't. You're looking it up on the Google machine.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
You are.
I'm not doing that.
I can see your fingers moving across
the board. I'm not doing that. I just knew, so I'm not going to tell you.
Ralphie's a bison, not a buffalo. Who knew?
Wow, even the Wikipedia refers to her as a bison.
Oh, great day for CSU, huh? Because I'm pretty sure Cam is a ram.
Oh, man.
Is that wrong? By the way, somebody sent me a picture. There is a Colorado person that has a license plate that just says Asunder. Took a picture and sent it to me. The greatest license plate ever. Go Rams.
Nice. Wow, even Wikipedia.
Oh, wow. North Dakota State is playing Arizona in Tucson next year. I'm taking North Dakota State in that one. Arizona is terrible. Hot Take Tuesday. DMAC is now 3-78 in coffee bets. This starts his comeback.
See, and I even knew when I accepted the bet that I was accepting defeat. I didn't have a choice in the matter. I had to do it out of principle. So I did it, you know, but I knew the second I accepted the bet that I was going to lose.
Uh-oh. Most painful escorting in my life. Don't do it, Tyler.
You just don't flop it out there and expect to perform like that.
Chad America in Centennial. I'm with you, Tyler. Wait, hold on. I'm with you, Tyler. My wife told me today that I have an orientation with a urologist to also be neutered.
Same day information? Dude, did we just become best friends? I wonder if we end up at the same place.
That's an embarrassing waiting room.
Hey, if you see me Friday at 9 a.m., say hello.
By the way, hold on. Let me just back up a second. Are you going with your wife to the consultation?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay, right. Because why would you have to go with your wife to the consultation?
I don't think she would come with me. No.
No.
This is one of those things that she just set it up.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be there.
All right.
You're going to take care of business.
All right.
So you're going to be a responsible adult.
I didn't get any assistance during this process with the wife.
No. Yeah. I can guarantee you she's not coming with me.
Okay.
She'll never know if I don't go.
She will not know if you don't go. She won't know.
She'll never know.
You will never know. How'd it go?
They shoveled into the sausage!
I don't know. I gotta see some other.
That wasn't my favorite doctor. I'm going to keep researching.
I'm going to keep looking into it. Mm. Yeah. Okay, honey.
Wow, see, Mark Schlereth. According to Mark, I believe a buffalo is the girl version of a bison. Mark, did I just go Ron Burgundy? Did I just read something because you texted me?
Oh, Mount Palumbus Peak is coming
I'm
up.
I'm an
there.
Idiot.